Test 73, Section 3, Question 9. This one says the statement that there's no evidence that Bosch was a member plays which one of the following roles? So the statement that Bosch wasn't a member plays what role? It says Franger's assertion that the artist Hieronymus Bosch belonged to the Brethren of the Free Spirit, a non-mainstream religious group, is unlikely to be correct. So that seems like the conclusion. Franger's hypothesis explains much of Bosch's unusual subject matter. However, there is evidence that Bosch was a member of a mainstream church and no evidence that he was a member of the Brethren. And so the statement that he was there's no evidence that he was a member of the Brethren, it is something that when you combine it with the other statement that there's evidence that he was a member of something else, undermines the idea that he was a member and so supports the conclusion that it's unlikely. So it's basically evidence in favor of it, and it works together with one of the other pieces. It is a premise that when combined with the other premises guarantees the falsity of Franger's assertion. Well, the problem there is guarantees. It's just a little too strong. It is used to support the claim that Bosch was a member of a mainstream church. No, it's not supporting that claim. It's supporting that Bosch didn't belong to the Brethren. It is used to dispute Franger's hypothesis by questioning Franger's credibility. That answer choice started well, but it ended badly. It doesn't question Franger's credibility. It is intended to cast doubt on Franger's hypothesis by questioning the sufficiency of Franger's evidence. Maybe, because it's saying, look, there's no evidence that he was a member. So even though it explains subject matter, there's not really any direct evidence, and saying, so that's not enough. And then it's intended to help show that Bosch's choice remains unexplained. No, that's not the point. And so, therefore, D is our best answer. A is the right idea, and I would have liked A a lot if it hadn't said guarantees. And so that's why answer choice D ends up being the best thing we get in this case.